And now it's time for the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater Podcast. This is Frederick the Announcer, who is being handsomely paid in food and is wonderfully eating it right now. And I am here to introduce you to UberNerd 527. And now here he is, UberNerd 527.
Well, thank you, Frederick. And hi there, Cartoon Connoisseurs. And Arcade Archivers, welcome to the very quick episode of Cartoon Connoisseur Theater. My name is UberNerd527, and I just wanted to do a very quick review about a TV show that we just started probably about a few months ago. It's a show that I really, really enjoyed and had a lot of fun with, and I thought I'd share it real quick with you. So forgive me if this isn't 100% like our usual show, and it's just me talking. So hopefully you don't get too bored. Anyways, the show I wanted to talk about is called Star vs. the Forces of Evil. And it's a show that just started very recently. It premiered March 30th, 2015, and it had a special premiere in January of this year. It's an animated show produced by Disney Television Animation. You can actually see it on Disney XD and probably every once in a while on Disney Channel as well. The show was created by a lady by the name of Darren Nefcy. And I'm sorry if I butchered that name, by the by, who worked on as a storyboard revisionist on Wonder Over Yonder and Robot and Monster. She's the second woman to create an animated series for the Disney Television Animation Studio. The first one was Sue Rose, who created Pepper Ann. But she's the first to actually create a show for Disney XD. So that's really exciting. Now, I'm not going to go over too much because I really want you guys to go out there and see it, but I'll just really talk about the premise real quick. First of all, the show starts off with a character named Star. She's a princess in a faraway universe, and she is very rambunctious. In fact, really, they don't even have to tell you how she acts. She kind of narrates the story herself in that first episode, and really, you get her whole character in a few scenes. And she's very rambunctious, she's very destruction-loving, kinda, but she's a very fun character and actually probably my favorite character in the show. But Princess Star Butterfly is her full name, and well, after her 14th birthday, she gets a magical rod and promises that she'll take care of it, but that doesn't turn out so well. So what they do is they send her to Earth to kind of have a safe, more peaceful place for her to kind of just learn how to use her magic. And so they put her in school. And one of the fun things about this show is that instead of like the usual TV trope where they, you know, keep this a secret, you know, it's so easy to make this show basically keeping a secret from everyone that she's from another dimension or anything like that. Actually, she's very open about the fact that she's from another dimension. She actually tells everyone she is. Everyone knows she is. It's very much like Kim Possible, how everyone kind of knew what she did, and it wasn't really a secret to everyone. It's very similar to that, and I kind of enjoyed that. Kind of was like a breath of fresh air. It's not like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, when hardly anyone knew that she was actually a vampire slayer, you know, or like the Ninja Turtles, who have to keep themselves secret because, you know, they're giant turtles. Anyways, so it's a really fun show. Another character of note is the other main character, and his name is Marco Diaz. And I really like that, you know, when they introduce him, basically he has a nickname around the school. He's the safety kid. He's supposed to be like the world's safest kid. He doesn't go out there. He doesn't do much. He doesn't, you know, he stays pretty much in his shell. However, he knows how to use karate. He can fight and defend for himself. He's not like a hopeless, helpless, you know, person. He can actually defend him against himself, which comes in handy a lot of times because Star and Marco have to really fight other monsters and other bad guys that come and try to steal Princess Star's magic rod, which I think is a really neat idea. The episodes I saw were just the first four episodes. There are five episodes, but I haven't really seen the fifth one yet. It wasn't that online when I saw the other ones, so hopefully I'll be able to see the fifth one here soon. I really want to also talk a little bit about the theme song for the show. I really, really, really enjoy that theme song. It's very catchy. It kind of sets up the premise a little bit without really like doing Titans kind of thing where basically, not a Teen Titans kind of thing where it's like an old like 80s trope where they kind of just use the theme song to kind of introduce it, like Mystery Science Theater or anything like that. But it does kind of tell you what's going on. One of the things I also like about the show is that Princess Star has this pair of scissors that can cut through space, and she can actually go to all kinds of different worlds, which I really thought was kind of a neat idea. So the background's never the same. You know, even though it takes mainly on Earth, the episodes that I watch pretty much take place on Earth. There are a few ones that they go to and they visit, which I thought was really neat. There's a whole universe that's basically a giant grocery store called Quest Buy, you know, because it's like Best Buy, except, you know, an entire world. So I thought that was kind of funny. You know, the jokes are really spot on. One of the other things I really like about this show is very much like Adventure Time, it has its super silliness. However, there is a part of this show that is actually quite serious. There's like just a dash of seriousness around all the silliness. You know, like, for instance, one of Princess Star's best friends is a flying unicorn head, you know, or, you know, some of the monsters are just really, really weird. In fact, one of the episodes, there's a couple of new monsters and they kind of introduce themselves very friendly before they start fighting them. But it's a show that, even though it has all this silliness and all this weirdness going on, they take a few moments to be serious, and I kind of enjoy that. You know, just like Adventure Time does some very silly and kind of out there things, they still have time for story. It's not like other crazy TV shows where they just are crazy just to be crazy. There's still a story. And the good thing about this show also is that you really don't need to see the first episode to kind of get it. You kind of just get it right off the bat, and you can jump in at any point. Although I did see the first four episodes in order, I really believe you can just kind of jump in at any point. It's very much kind of a Looney Tunes kind of thing. I'm really hoping this show does take off, though. It looks like it has. I actually looked up some things online. People are already drawing fan art of the characters and all that different stuff, so I'm sure that people are already starting to love it. It has a very anime kind of setup. If I didn't talk about that earlier, it's a little bit like anime kind of a setup, but it doesn't use all the same tropes, all the same things that a lot of other shows do. And I really enjoy that. I think it's kind of a breath of fresh air, if you will. So anyways, so Star vs. the Forces of Evil is a Disney show. It is on Disney XD, and I'm sure they'll probably show a few episodes on Disney Channel every once in a while. But this definitely has to be one of my new favorite shows. It's right under Gravity Falls, which is an amazing show on Disney XD as well. I'm not too fond of a lot of the shows on Disney Channel and Disney XD, because most of them are pretty much just sitcom-y, and a lot of the shows that are the sitcoms, I really think, could have just been cartoons, and they would have been a lot better if they were just cartoons instead of real, you know, actors and actresses. But that's just my opinion, and that those shows are not targeted for me. Those shows are targeted for kids, and so are these cartoons. But it's fun to see shows again that are targeted for kids, but adults can watch it too. So anyways, watch it on Disney XD. I'm not exactly sure what the schedule is, but I'm sure it'll be on in prime time. And check it out. If you have seen the show and you want to add your own 2 cents to this review, feel free to do that at my Twitter account. That would be TalesFTGameGrid. And I would more than happy to talk to you guys about that. So anyways, this is UberNerd527 saying, good night, everybody.
Yes, yeah, so thank you, UberNerd527. If you enjoyed this jolly banter and just willy-nilly things that just happened, then please go to iTunes and give us a review. 5 stars or more would be wonderful. Whatever, however you do that, I am sure you can. Anyways, if you like this silliness, then please go to the Arcade Archives website, arcadearchives.wordpress.com, and see all the jolly, wonderful, crazy people that are on there as well. You can also follow us at facebook.com/TalesFromTheGameGrid. Or follow us on Twitter at TalesFTGameGrid. Thank you so ever so much for joining us here on the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater Podcast. And now I am going to eat a large meal. Good night.